We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And welcome, America. Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes. Our phone number is 844-747-8868. We're streaming on Getter, on our Facebook live chat at Todd Starnes, and of course broadcasting across the fruited plain. And it is Friday, and this is one of the best days of my life. My heart is so full, and I'm guest hosting for Todd Starnes. That in and of itself is a massive honor. But today, folks, today, all of the snowflakes that hate toxic masculinity, well, we got a single, double, I think we have like a triple dose of toxic masculinity for you today. So snowflakes, beware, get ready to kick and scream on the floor. This is going to be an awesome show. And there is so much happiness spread in the Todd Starnes studios today, in the Liberty University studios. I've got Grace Baker with me today. She's feeling better. She celebrated a birthday this week, so my heart is even fuller. We've got Kyle here, and then our guests for today, utterly amazing. Of course, Sunday is Father's Day, which, you know, Grace, is the worst holiday when it comes to toxic masculinity. I can't even believe that the wokes haven't canceled this yet, because, you know, we don't need men, I guess, anymore, unless I guess it's to have a period if you're the Miss Universe
true.
People.
I'm surprised they haven't like named this something else besides fathers.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe our audience can answer that question. But for Father's Day today, we have all of the gifts for you. Coming up on this program, we've got Mike Huckabee on the way. We've also got Hogan Gidley. But what would Father's Day be without one of the great dads in the U.S. of A.? And we got a double whammy for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up, we've got Donald Trump Jr. this hour. And later on, we've got his dad, Donald Trump, in a great conversation. That's right. We've got father and son on this very radio program today for Father's Day, and we are so excited that you are joining us, and it is going to be a blast today, and we cannot wait to get started here on the Todd Starnes Show. And of course, how many people's heads are going to be exploding today? What's the over-under on this? Because if we've got Father's Day, which in and of itself is an offensive holiday, because why do men get to have a day? Men didn't do anything, right? And then we've got Donald Trump. Oh my gosh, let's have a conniption over that. And then we have Donald Trump Jr. You know, Grace, I think what I'm going to do just to top it all off today, I think I'm just going to get a big old sirloin from Marshall Steakhouse down in Holly Springs, Mississippi, have that delivered up here, and just eat a big old piece of red meat with a baked potato with all the sides and some of that sautéed squash and a glass of sweet tea, and I think we're just going to trigger everybody today. So trigger alert for all you snowflakes out there. We're going at it hot and heavy today on the Todd Starnes radio program. And folks, I am so excited to have both of the Trumps on today and all of our guests, because we've got a lot of problems in this country. And Father's Day is a reminder that as America continues to go on a cultural and a moral decline, now more than ever, it's important to have strong father figures in the lives of their children. And as an adoptive father, I wake up every day and loving my wife and showing my daughter that I love my wife, giving my daughter life's lessons and to prepare her for the wolves are the most important jobs that I have. I get a chance to talk to you on 120-plus stations here, and I've got a great morning show right here at the flagship station, KWAM in Memphis. And those are important, too, because we get out a lot of truth. But there's nothing – you can take all of that away from me, and I still have my most important job, and that is to love my wife and to love my child. Because when all is said and done, you can get awards all day long, but when the dust is settled – and your days have gone by, you look back, and what legacy did you leave for your family? What did you leave for your children and for others around you? And there is no more important job with what we see in this country now than to prepare our kids for what lies ahead. There is a culture war, and it's not a subtle culture war. They're coming at you on television commercials. They're coming at you on TV shows. They're coming at you on children's television shows. They're coming at you in movies, on billboards. It's everywhere. And for fathers out there, you have been oftentimes ostracized as less important on TV shows. And you can correct me if I'm wrong. In fact, I'll put you to the front of the line at 844-747-8868. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but on television shows, the culture now portrays fathers on television shows as bumbling idiots. Men are being devalued. Fathers are being devalued in our society. So if you are a father, first of all, I want to tip my cap to you. If you are a stepfather or you're someone who's stepping into the void to be a father figure, I want to tip my cap to you because it's not necessarily the bloodline that makes you the father. It's your love for the child that makes a difference. You're being ostracized in society, though. You're being mocked. And I will tell you, there is no more important time than to stand up and set an example for your kid. And today, we are so excited that we're going to have Donald Trump Jr. on and his dad, Donald Trump. They're going to be coming to Memphis tomorrow, and we're going to talk about faith. We're going to talk about family values and talk a little bit about the South, too. But we're going to talk about some important issues today. And Father's Day is fun, and I know dads get ties, and they get meals, they get lunches and whatnot, but today is about how men in our society are now needed more than ever. We need fewer soy boys, and we need a lot of more dad bods out there. We need a lot of dads, and those dads that are out there that are standing up and raising their kids and loving their families need to be appreciated. And I, for one, will say thank you. I lost my dad several years ago, but his legacy continues in me with a work ethic, showing up every day, doing my best, and putting my child first. And I come from a modest background. I come from a dad that would make sure that everybody else had food on the table and had something to eat before he would eat at the end of the day. He was an air-conditioned repairman. And we come from a fairly humble background. But the lessons that I learned from my dad, I will never forget. And I'm just so excited to be with you today here on this Father's Day weekend. We have the Trumps for you. First up is going to be Eric Trump in about 20 minutes. We'll have Donald Trump later on in the broadcast, but we're going to take your calls too at 844-747-8868. How's that voice working, Grace Baker? Are you at least 80% today?
Yeah.
It's so good to see your smiling face. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. I've already had a couple people call in and tell me happy birthday, which I appreciate, including our good friend Jerry Lynn from Georgia. I love her. It's coming back. You know, it's just a head cold. It'll be gone in a couple more days, I figure.
Yeah. You'll get over it. You're tough. You're young. What are you, 39 now?
Oh,
you know I'm joking.
Just turned 24. Thank you.
You've done all of this in your career, and you just turned 24?
Something like that.
Wow, look at you go.
Getting there. It's my Kobe year. Kobe Bryant, 24. Last year was my Michael Jordan year. Now it's my Kobe year.
Who's 25?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I don't know.
You got 360 some odd days to worry about.
Yeah,
that.
I'll figure that out later.
Yeah. 844-747-8868. And Father's Day, it's just 48 hours away. Get to thinking, folks. I need your help, because my wife asked me, well, what do you want for Father's Day? And as a typical guy, I went, for Father's Day, what would you give or what would you want to get for Father's Day? 844-747-8868. It's Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes on this fabulous Friday. Is this for real? Last segment we were talking about Father's Day and about how it may be the most politically incorrect holiday since there is a war on men in this country. And Keith from WHKP in Hendersonville, North Carolina says, change Father's Day to Impregnator's Day. That almost sounds like a Schwarzenegger movie. I am the impregnator. I think that makes it even worse rather than makes that non-triggering the impregnator's day. What will you do? Never mind. No, I'm not going to go there. 844-747-8868. Donald Trump Jr. Joins us in 15 minutes on the program. You know, of course, there's a war going on with Russia and Ukraine, but there's a war going on right here on American soil right now. And it's the Biden administration versus the U.S. oil and gas right now. And you're seeing it at the pump. We're here at our flagship station in Memphis, Tennessee, at KWAM, just around the corner. The gas station is selling regular unleaded for $4.70. I know for a fact, because I've talked with other folks around the country, that those prices are on the lower end of things. $5, $6, $7 per gallon, and the number continues to escalate. Well, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, she wants green energy as soon as she possibly can. However, she also understands that she can't have her wish right now. Listen to her trying to walk the tightrope here on begging for help from U.S. oil, but also wanting to punish them. Here's Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, cut three.
5 years from now, 10 years from now, are you telling me you want them drilling for more oil? You want the refineries putting out more gasoline in 5 or 10 years?
What we're saying is today we need that supply increased. Of course, in 5 or 10 years, actually in the immediate, we are also pressing on the accelerator, if you will, to move toward clean energy so that we don't have to be under the thumb of petro dictators like Putin or at the whim of the volatility of fossil fuels. Ultimately, America will be most secure when we can rely upon our own clean domestic production of energy.
Putin is only a petro dictator if you let him be a dictator. But in the same breath, she wants U.S. to ramp up oil production, but then tells them in the same breath, hey, spend more money, but just know around the corner, we're going to shut you down. What business in their own right mind is going to do that? They have the resources at hand to up the production, but they don't have the permission to turn the taps on, to drill, baby, drill, to complete the pipeline, and to let America serve itself from the wealth of fossil fuels that are available here. And instead of going to use our own fossil fuels, the Biden administration, getting ready to head to Saudi Arabia to beg for more oil, I'm just going to stop right there, close my eyes, and imagine this for a second. So we have all of this, Grace, all of this oil that we're sitting on in the country that can be tapped, and U.S. oil and gas companies are ready to do it. We can get back to that $1.83 a gallon gas. We can do that.
That sounds so nice.
But no, instead, we're going to have a massive carbon footprint by flying Corn Pop Joe over to Saudi Arabia, begging Saudi Arabia to produce more oil, then put that on a boat, burn more fossil fuels to get those fossil fuels over to the U.S. for consumption. Have I got that right?
That sums it up. It's quite ironic and wasteful to me. That's what it sounds like. It's like sitting on a gold mine and saying, nope, nobody can touch it. I'm just going to sit here. Not even going to use it, though. But I'm going to hoard it for myself, but I'm not going to use it. It's just going to sit here untapped.
If anyone in this audience is shocked by this, by the rising gas prices and the way they're going about things, I have to say shame on you, because Todd has pointed this out since 2020, and Joe Biden called his shot numerous times during the campaign season that he was going to shut down fossil fuels, that he was going for green energy. It didn't matter what the timeline was. The timeline, the only one that mattered was the Biden administration timeline, all in the name of clean energy. And remember, folks, we're all in this together, which has become code for, well, the American people are about to get screwed, and screwed big time by this government. So he's going to be off to Saudi Arabia. The oil companies, again, are being demonized. The supply is lower. The prices are higher. The answers are sitting in front of us. We cannot afford to think that this is just simply incompetence. Oftentimes, we can think, okay, is the government incompetent, or are they just flat out being evil? There is no incompetence. They know exactly what they're doing because they told us exactly what they were going to do. And I think that's why, as conservatives in this audience, I think that's why so many of you and I am so frustrated, is because we knew what they were going to do. We knew what the consequences were. We tried to warn our friends to not vote like that in 2020. And here we are with gas prices so expensive. I now wonder if they could have even made Top Gun Maverick if it were filmed in 2022. Remember, it was filmed during the Trump era, when gas prices were cheaper. How much would it have cost to fuel those dogfights in the air? Could they have afforded to even made the movie? Just fuel for thought. Just fuel for thought. I am just so saddened that we are in a position where we are just inflicting self-wounds on us as a country, because our administration is so bent on breaking us of fossil fuels. They will do whatever it takes. And at what point is gas prices, are the prices too high? They've never said what the cap would be. Will we see $10 a gallon gas before we get back to school? Is it possible? I mean, we continue to see record-breaking gas prices. What's to say that there is a limit? We never imagined $4. We never imagined $5. We never imagined $6. They're really stretching the bounds of our imagination and our bounds of dread. Goodness gracious me. And that's from the energy secretary. And you would suspect someone of a sane mind would be finding answers and be ready to implement those answers. But they're all in lockstep. They're all in lockstep. They're coming for your fossil fuel cars, your gasoline-powered cars. There'll be maybe just enough to mow your yard, maybe enough gas out there for sale. And will gas stations even be open at that point? I mean, if there's no gasoline to be had, do you lose your corner mart? We're heading for a catastrophe when it comes to energy. Because California, they want to get them off of fossil fuels. They can barely keep the lights on now. Coming up, we've got the bottom of the hour for you. And then we are very excited to welcome on board live Donald Trump Jr. He's coming to our flagship station's area, Memphis, Tennessee, tomorrow. We're going to talk about some of the biggest topics of the day with Donald Jr. We've been waiting for this, and we know you have been too, and we are so happy to be bringing this to you. 844-747-8868. We got Donald Jr., and then we got dear old dad later in the broadcast. That's right, President Donald Trump. It's father and son on a Todd Starnes Friday. Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why? It's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code STARNES or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code STARNES.
Welcome back. Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes, 844-747-8868. Happy Friday, everybody. Just a couple of days away from Father's Day. I'm hoping just to get a day off, just to kind of kick back, just relax and chill out and maybe, just maybe, you know, make a few phone calls and just say, hey, just catch up with a bunch of friends. And it's real easy to do because now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They not only share our beliefs, but they actually do something about it. Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now and use the promo code Todd to get free activation and a free gift. Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage and uses the same towers for that other carriers use. They have plans to fit any budget, along with great discounts for our veteran and first responder heroes, as well as multi-line users. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Todd or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. Get your special discount and free premier activation by using promo code Todd. For more details, visit patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Speaking of Patriot Mobile, let's go to the Patriot Mobile newsmaker line and join us on the program ahead of his big stop in Memphis, Tennessee, near our flagship station, KWAM. We say a big Friday welcome to Donald Trump Jr. Mr. Trump, it's an honor to have you on the show. How are you, sir?
And doing great. Great to be let in by the Patriot Mobile guys. I love those guys. They end up, they're literally at every conservative conference. They're actually guys that are putting their money where their mouth is. So it's awesome to see them as part of your show.
Well, we appreciate them and we appreciate you. And we know you're coming to town tomorrow. Now, I don't know whether or not you're a dry ribs or a wet ribs kind of guy, but I know that there is a lot to discuss coming up at the American Freedom Tour that's going to be coming through tomorrow. And one of the things that I've seen, Mr. Trump, that really concerns me are these red flag laws that they're trying to ease into our Constitution.
Oh, yeah, no, it's 100%. I'm excited to be there in Memphis. You know, tomorrow it's going to be awesome and a lot of fun. The red flag law is a scary thing. I mean, imagine what Amber Heard could have done to Johnny Depp with red flag laws, right? This isn't about reporting a sociopath. This is finding some leftist, you know, your neighbor that's been wearing 12 masks and a respirator on top of all of them and drives, you know, in a car by themselves with those masks. That person's going to decide whether you're sane or not. They'll call law enforcement if you're taking your son duck hunting because they saw a gun. They'll have to investigate it. They'll take your guns. They'll ruin your trip. It'll take years and thousands of dollars because the law will be they'll have to investigate it. These things will be weaponized like nothing else. And you don't have to look any further than the last few years. You know, all the Karens that have been out there, enforcing mask mandates. Imagine what they would do about guns. It's a truly scary notion. The lack of due process is truly insane, and frankly, just strikes me as grossly unconstitutional.
It's very scary, and I know that the Trump family, the military, is near and dear to the hearts of your entire family, and I am worried that those that have served, who oftentimes seem to be demonized, whether it's in a civil or a divorce proceeding, that they're going to be targeted as well.
100%. And anyone, again, like I use the Amber Heard example, but it's like, you know, imagine you get in a bad relationship with someone and, you know, you people on social media, they see you posted, a picture of you with your son shooting. Oh, my God, I don't think that kid's old enough to have been doing that. Like you're letting the most radical people in the country ultimately decide who is and who is not sane. These are the same people who decided that you were a Nazi if you were a conservative for the last couple of years. If you disagree with their policies, you're a racist, you're a homophobe, you're a bigot, and now you'll be insane. Law enforcement will be forced to check it out. No one's going to be paying your legal bills. Those who perhaps need it most, that maybe, less well off, living in worse neighborhoods, that really need their Second Amendment, where it may be more likely to come into play, you know, those are the people who are not going to be able to fight back. It's going to be a disaster. And I promise you, no one will weaponize this better than the left. It will literally be part of their mantra. They will go out there and they will enforce this on everyone they possibly could in their quest to eliminate the Second Amendment without fail.
Donald Trump Jr. is joining us on the Todd Starnes Show this afternoon. And Mr. Trump, I know that primaries are rolling by week after week. We are barreling toward the midterms and things are looking good. I mean, I know we don't know until we know, but it has come to the point where I think the Democrats are becoming desperate because it's hills like this and getting ready to riot if they don't get the way that they want on the Supreme Court decision on Roe versus Wade. They don't have much else left other than violence and intimidation.
Well, they're certainly, despite what, you know, Joe Biden tells you, I don't think anyone who's been to a store or the gas station in the last few months or like 18 months since he took over would tell you that the economy is the greatest economy ever. Now, the press secretary will tell you this, but no one actually believes it. That was perhaps good about the Biden administration. The only thing that's good about it is it's so bad. And it's, again, not Joe Biden. This is Democrat policy, right? These are all the things they said they would be doing. So let's not let them make Joe Biden the scapegoat. It's not just him. He's barely present. He signs whatever they put in front of him. So he's enacting Democrat policy. So let's make sure we also remember that. But it's so bad that even the mainstream media can no longer run cover for them. Even big tech, even social media, they can't cover up enough of it because it's so bad. It's in your face. It's right there for everyone to see. So, even those trillion-dollar industries that have functioned as the marketing department for the left for decades, even they can't hide it anymore. And real people who perhaps, were just too busy trying to put food on the table, trying to, live their life, weren't really paying attention, assumed that there'd be even a little bit of truth left in the mainstream media. Of course, there's none. We know that because, we've been paying attention. But those who haven't had the time to pay attention, they're starting to pay attention. I think they get it now.
Donald Trump Jr. is joining us on the Todd Starnes Show. And Mr. Trump, tomorrow you will be in town for the American Freedom Tour in Memphis. And of course, we welcome everybody to come into this. It's going to be a massive event. Your father's going to be there, Candace Owens, Mike Pompeo, and more. Why is it important to get together and share values in a large setting such as this? What is it for you that you think it is so important that we all get together?
Well, listen, I think for so long, conservatives have been put in a corner. You're not allowed to have an opinion. If you do, you'll be canceled. They canceled the most powerful man in the world. They canceled the president of the United States. I think if we get together and we talk about those core values and that understanding and we all stand out together and we're unafraid and we speak up, they can't cancel 160, 170 million Americans. They can't do it. And by the way, with everything that's going on, we're winning the independence, so it's probably a lot more. If we band together and push back on this nonsense, we can actually win these battles. If it's one guy going out there each and every time, they'll pick them off one at a time. We have to get together. We have to have this conversation, this dialogue. And I think we have to be aware of just how many of us there actually are. The numbers are huge. I'm blessed to be able to travel all over the country doing things like the American Freedom Tour and campaigning for individuals. Like, I see it. So many of these people who've been you know, again, put in their place. You know, God, you know, if you were a concerned parent, what we're worrying about the indoctrination of your children and teaching of critical race theory, amongst other garbage, in our public schools. You were literally branded a domestic terrorist by our own FBI and DOJ. Well, people have seen this and they've had enough. We have to get together. We have to speak up. We have to push back on the nonsense, and we have to do that collectively. If we can do that, we win. But that's why it's so important to get everyone together so they can do that, so they get comfortable with that, so they're not just comfortable being, you know, put in the corner, but they're actually comfortable talking about our shared values, our freedoms, the Constitution, all of the things that we believe in as Americans.
It's incredible that in our country right now, you are getting chased down, you are getting flagged if you ask questions of your school board, but go ahead, you can go ahead and try to plot to kill a Supreme Court justice, or you can plot violence based upon a Supreme Court decision and intimidate those justices. It is tough.
Or you can burn down the Pacific Northwest to avenge a career criminal. You can do those too. That doesn't, you know, taking over a court building in Portland doesn't make you an insurrectionist. You're a social justice war.
Yeah, exactly.
The level of inequity right now of what's going on based on who actually would get in trouble for breaking the law is truly sick. There is no due process if you're a conservative. Just look at the difference between, again, the murderers from the George Floyd riot and, like, peaceful protesters at January 6th. It ain't the same, folks. It ain't the same. Another reason why, what do you think is going to happen to, who's going to get the benefit of the doubt? The reporter of the red flag laws, even if they're doing it maliciously, or, an innocent and law-abiding citizen exercising his Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms?
Folks, tomorrow, the American Freedom Tour, you can go to AmericanFreedomTour.com and you can get tickets and reserve your spot for a seat to see Donald Trump Jr. Of course, his dad, Donald Trump, and so many more will be there. Mr. Trump, I know you have a very busy schedule. Thank you so much for carving out some time for our audience today. We appreciate you, and we cannot wait to see you tomorrow. By the way, is it wet ribs or dry ribs? I never got an answer on that.
Yeah, listen, the barbecue question always messes people up, right? This is one that it's a no-win. I'm definitely a wet rib kind of guy, but I know how controversial that can be in some places. I've had this question in North Carolina: do you like the sweet or the sour? And it's like, oh boy, vinegar, or, you know, a little bit of a nightmare, but... Yeah, I'm a wet rib guy, I'll say it.
I'm a wet rib guy as long as I've got cover of some of those handy wipes. If I've got those, I'm good to go too, Mr. Trump. Thank you so much. God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.
All right. All right. There's Donald Trump Jr. right here on the Todd Starnes radio program. And coming up in just a bit, we've got a conversation with Donald J. Trump as well. Like father, like son. That's what we do on Father's Day. And we cannot wait to share that with you in just a bit. We got plenty more coming up. It's Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome back. Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes, 844-747-8868. Happy Father's Day weekend. I'm ready for the weekend. We got a lot of work to do, though, and we got a lot of fun coming up on our broadcast here. We're going to go back to the phone lines. Faith, listening on our flagship station, KWAM in Memphis. Hi, Faith. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show.
Hi. Happy Friday. How are you guys?
Happy Friday. I am fine as frog hair. That is my official stance, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, that means you're smooth then.
So you want to talk about political candidates?
Yes. Well, just quickly about the January 6th committee first, really quick. Those who are kind of getting frustrated of hearing the lies and all the stuff like this, or not having a true adversarial system, even when it comes to Congress and committees, let nature run its course. The thing I've learned, and I am going to spiritualize this, is that when God is getting ready to move, whether it's politically or in throughout the world, sometimes things become very horrible or even clownish, and it's really clownish at this point. But nature has to run its course. And if Trump is still the one God has his hands on, it's not to say he doesn't have his hands on everybody else, then just continue to intercede in prayer for him. And I say this once, I told this about maybe 3 weeks ago, pray and intercede. Even when people fall, pray and intercede for Trump, and that God continues to purge.
Faith, I think we lost on the phone line there, but it's always great to have a prayerful stance, and she is very hopeful that President Trump weathers this January 6th storm. Everything that I've seen on this, Grace, has been a farce, a farcical undertaking, because they've had a Hollywood producer try to make this slick, which if you've got to slicken it up, then you don't, you have some sizzle, but it doesn't sound like you got a whole lot of steak.
Yeah, it sounds like when I heard they had the ABC producer coming in and doing this, I was like, well, this is literally a show. It's like a reality TV show where half this stuff isn't real anyway.
Yes. Yeah. And with everything that we've seen, we've had all of this time since January 6th for them to promote or to produce a smoking gun or some sort of lock, stock, and barrel evidence. And we saw it play out live on TV. Donald Trump did nothing wrong on that day.
Well, it's funny because this January 6th stuff, you know, on this committee, we haven't heard really anything new. It's all stuff we already knew. And I feel like people who are already on one side of the aisle or the other, this is not going to change their mind either way. So I don't understand. The only point of this is to try to make sure Trump doesn't run again.
And it's almost like it's their standby, because the ratings haven't been that good. It's been farcical. In fact, I cannot confirm this, but I hear that Comedy Central is actually looking to pick up the January 6th committee hearings and run with them. But it has become their go-to in case of disaster in the Democrat Party, break glass, pull lever, and restart the committee hearings. And I think that's exactly, I think you hit on a point, Grace, that because they've got nothing, they have to resort to throwing these ideological Molotov cocktails where they are going and threatening Supreme Court justices. They are bringing up these committee hearings and wasting people's time and wasting our money, the people's money, going through this farce. And with all of this, we see it play out in front, and I think it's now starting to fall on deaf ears. I think people are more worried about the economy. I think more people are worried about how much it costs to get gas at the gas station. Where are the cans of baby formula on the shelf? Where's the food? Why do we not secure the southern border? What are we teaching our kids in schools? There are so many other different things, but their focus has always been on not helping Americans, but stopping those that are a threat to their power. And we saw that exponentially grow under Donald Trump as they tried to get him, and they continue to do it because they're telling you exactly who they're afraid of, and it's Donald J. Trump. That's exactly who they are afraid of. And I can tell you this, when we have the Donald Trump interview coming up in hour number three, I can tell you one of the questions is going to be, you know, what do you think about these January 6th committee hearings? Because I can tell you right now, if he had a chance to go talk and have his say, and he's going to get it today, I can almost guarantee you that he's got more than a few things to say and let rip against this committee and what they're dragging he and his family through in all of this, in all of these shenanigans. It's an absolute travesty what they're doing with President Trump. But the good news is that you're starting to see a little bit of that trickle of the red wave for the midterms. We're seeing more and more Republicans. We're starting to see some of those blue seats flip to red. You saw that in South Texas earlier this week. There's momentum that is continuing to grow, and it is because of you, the mama bears, the papa bears, the individuals that are getting out there. And not only are you listening to shows like this, but you're getting out and you're telling your friends and you're sharing your thoughts, and people are getting together and they're now starting to push back. And everybody has a line when enough is enough. And I think in America now, people have had enough of the high prices. They've had enough of being treated as second-class citizens, as non-citizens that cross the border, get baby food, they get lodging, they get airfare. And what do we get? We get stuck with the bill. But you know this, and you're ready for the midterms. Tell your friends. Coming up, hour number two, Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes, 844-747-8868. Let's get it on a Friday.
The General Insurance presents Shower Ballads by Shaq.
And I'm gonna keep on loving you, cause it's the only thing I wanna do.
Turns out, everyone does sound better in the shower. And it turns out, The General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
I just wanna keep on loving you.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. and Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's a- American
Ride. Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Hello, America. Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes. Happy, happy Friday. Happy, happy Father's Day. Oh, yeah. Coming up on Sunday. Get those cards, get those gifts. Get them ready for Sunday because Father's Day is almost here. And honor Dad. Just get it done. Get it done. Hello again, 844-747-8868 is our phone number, and excited to be with you. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now, and it's great to have on the phone with us now, former National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign and Newsmax contributor. We say hello to Hogan Gidley. Hogan, thank you for joining me on the Todd Starnes Show. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I appreciate it. And sometimes I'm in the field for you guys. I feel like a Cub reporter out on the beat here, letting you know what the folks in real America are talking about. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. The President of the United States is about to address a group of African-American pastors, and then he's going to do a big speech here at Faith and Freedom. I think he's actually coming your way tomorrow. So a lot going on here. So if you hear some folks in the background, it's them cheering on freedom. Cheering on hopefully a brighter future than what we're being given right now, no question.
And Hogan, you've been there and done that with the Trump campaign, and you know that President Trump loves this country and he loves all Americans. And I know in 2016, his message did resonate with the African American community and did so throughout his tenure, his first tenure as president, and in the 2020 campaign.
No question. And a lot of the, you know, political pundits of the age and a lot of the folks that are the establishment, the entrenched elitists, said, you know, Trump can't say that. He's never going to get the African-American vote. He's never going to get the Hispanic vote. His policies of secure southern border and a wall is going to turn off Hispanics in droves. No way if he goes to the African-American community and says, hey, what the H do you have to lose, folks? You've been voting Democrat for decades. I'm going to do things differently. They said that's never going to work. Well, lo and behold, he got more of the African-American vote share than did Romney or McCain, more of the Hispanic vote share than did Romney or McCain. And now what you have is a groundswell of support from candidates, both black and Hispanic, gravitating toward that America First policy agenda that Donald Trump authored, that Donald Trump pushed, because they understand how that benefited their lives. That, you know, all the establishment types on the right and the left have been guilty of promising things and never delivering. And then he came in and said, no, we're going to do things differently. We're going to make sure your future is better than your past. And it worked. And I think the American people are clamoring for it, regardless of what race, religion, color, or creed you are. And that's why I think we're poised for a big victory in 2022 and then potentially again in 2024 as well.
And President Trump, he gets American exceptionalism. Hogan Gidley is with us, Newsmax contributor. By the way, Todd Starnes on Newsmax right now. We love our Newsmax. I got my cool Newsmax hat. But we go from American exceptionalism to a Biden blame game where all the fingers are pointing outwards on America's ills when really all of our solutions are right here on our own soil. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, of course. And Joe Biden tries to claim these things are happening to him, but they're happening because of him. And what's fascinating is he came into office and bragged, and so did the media. They joined in with him and said, you can't overturn these policies. Watch me. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do everything opposite of Donald Trump. Watch me. I'm going to change his executive orders. I'm going to pass bills that do the exact opposite. I'm going to shut down drilling. I'm going to shut down permitting. I'm going to make sure that we go green energy so we can run our whole nation on Skittles and gummy bears and unicorn breath. Watch me do it. And then in 2 short years, everything's fallen apart, and he's looking around trying to blame other people. But he bragged about doing all the things that got us to this point in the first place. So you can't head fake the American people. But what you do see is a whiplash of where we were a short time ago with the record-setting success and record-setting time for all Americans. And now you see the failures that have occurred. The people are angry. They're upset. And thankfully, they're more engaged now than ever before. So we're looking at ready for a good rallying speech from the president. And again, he'll give one here at the Faith and Freedom Coalition in Memphis, I think, tomorrow. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what he has to say.
Yeah, that's right. President Trump will be here in the Memphis area tomorrow. He's going to be on this show coming up in less than an hour from now as well, which is going to be fantastic. Hogan Gidley's with us.
Hold on. I think Todd Starnes is a security risk. Are you sure he's going to be on the show?
He is. You know, he is a very risky character. There's no doubt about that. But rest assured, he has been vetted and double vetted by the Social Security. It's not like he's done anything awful, you know, Hogan. Like go question a school board or anything, so he's not red flagged for anything.
So he's not deemed a terrorist by just asking questions about curriculum that are outlined in schools. I got it.
Exactly. That's exactly what it's all about. Gas is around $4.70 here. How much have you been paying on your recent road trips?
Well, we came down to North Carolina from Washington D.C. to give some speeches, and then we came over to Nashville. We flew that leg, but the driving part of it. It really been the first time I'd gotten out on the road in quite some time. I was shocked to see the prices. I mean, I remember I had probably 115 miles left in my tank of gas, is what the indicator said. I filled up and it was $88. Wow. I still had 115 miles left and it was $88, and I don't have some big, huge, massive car. So I was really blown away. And if I'm feeling that for the first time out driving, I can't imagine what the people are feeling in this country having to drive to work every single day and knowing this could be fixed with a good president and good policies. Of course, sadly, we don't have either right now. But when Joe Biden says we can't click a switch and go back, we can't click a switch and reduce prices, you can. You just have to click the switch back to the Trump policies because we had lower prices then. We were energy independent, exporters of energy for the first time in decades. That's what success looks like, and you can't tell the American people we're not going to have that anymore because we can't have that anymore. Well, we can. We know we can because we just had it a short time ago. So people's memories are short, but they ain't that short. And they know what they had under Donald Trump, and I think they're clamoring for it again.
I think that they are. Hogan, sometimes I feel like, and I have to explain to people sometimes that this is not incompetence. This is a leftist dream. They are living out every theory that they've wanted to try in a classroom, they've now brought it into the real world, and we're paying the price for it.
That is such a great point. It is by design. So when you look at the southern border and you say, wow, these people are incompetent. No, this is what they want. They want open borders. They've said that. When Joe Biden on the campaign trail said, no, we're gonna get rid of, you watch, no more drilling under my presidency, and Donald Trump called him out for it. The media sure didn't. Oh, no, that's just Joe. Don't worry about it. It's fine. And now, of course, we see a mixed messaging from the Commerce Secretary and the Energy Secretary. Commerce says, hey, look, we're doing everything we can. This is first and foremost on this plate to fix it. Then the Energy Secretary follows up and says, hey, gas prices are just here to stay. There's not much we can do about it. They can't get their own messaging right because they know the American people are frustrated. They know they're furious, but they also know this is fixable. And the problem is the Biden administration doesn't want to fix it. They're beholden to that left-wing radical base. They've been clamoring to do the things, as you said, which is an excellent point, in the classrooms, finally put them into practice. They're doing it, and they're seeing the fallout from their bad policies. And so I think that's why so many people want a candidate or a kingmaker like Donald Trump to come forward and say, whoever is the nominee, whoever, if it's me or someone else, we got to keep clamoring for and clinging to the America First policy agenda.
Yes, Americans are tired of being the guinea pigs for the leftist experiments. Have a great time in Nashville. We look forward to your contributions on Newsmax. By the way, I did just get a note that Todd did get dinged as a slight security risk. They had to double check him. They had to empty out his drink. Someone accidentally gave him unsweet tea, and that was considered a dangerous substance in the South.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that is absolutely problematic down there. If it's not sweet, it's not tea. I don't even know what to call it.
Yeah, you call it flavored water. I think you do that. That's for sure. Hogan, always a pleasure. We've got all your contact info on our live show blog, and we will catch you on Newsmax. Thank you so much for being so generous with your time, and hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Anytime. Appreciate it.
All right, there's Hogan Gidley from Newsmax. I do have my Newsmax subscription, and I do have my cool navy blue hat. And I go out and I get looks at it, and they say, oh, wow. I know what they're thinking. Tim, you're so smart because you're on the Todd Starn Show and you subscribe to Newsmax. You must be one of the most educated people. Absolutely. That, and we have the smartest audience in all of radio. That is you. 844-747-8868. It's Father's Day weekend. What kind of gifts do you like to give, and what kind of gifts, dads, do you like to get? 844-747-8868. Tim Van Horn in for Todd.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome back to the Todd Starn Show. Tim Van Horn in for this Father's Day weekend, Friday, 844-747-8868. Mike Huckabee coming up in about 15 minutes. Top of hour number three, Donald Trump. That's right, President Donald J. Trump. We will hear from him. You will not want to miss that right here on the Todd Starn Show. Can you believe that? We got the Daily Double Grace. We got father and son. The Trumps. Incredible day here on the Todd Starn Show. 844-747-8868. Bill in Oakland, Tennessee on our flagship station, KWAM in Memphis. Good afternoon, Bill. Welcome to the Todd Starn Show.
Thanks, Tim. I was wondering what's going on. There's still so many people not working, and I thought the stimulus programs were ended. You know what specifically is going on to keep people not working?
Are you asking me and then you're going to tell me, or do you want me to tell you?
Oh, you tell me. I'm here to get at school.
All right. Here's my theory on this. And Bill wants to know out in Oakland why people aren't working after the stimulus. I'll tell you why. I think for the longest time, the government has tried to make us a zero-risk society. By that, I mean that big government will take care of everything from cradle to the grave. Don't you worry about a thing. The check is in the mail. And with that, I believe that there is a certain number of Americans, and this goes across race, gender, religion, wherever you want to go. I believe that big government, and this is a global thing, this isn't just a U.S., I think it's most recent a U.S. phenomenon, but as we've seen the progressives get a foothold over the last 100 years, more and more Americans have become accustomed to having their default or fallback answer be, government will take care of it. As Ronald Reagan once said, one of the worst things you can ever hear is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Well, what has happened is it's kind of like, you ever go fishing, Bill?
On occasion.
Yeah, you know, when you go fishing, when you get the hook into the fish, what's the first thing they do? They flail around, right?
Correct.
And what happens when they flail around? What happens to that hook? Does it get deeper or does it fall out?
gets deeper.
And what happens is, as once government gets that hook in you, it's almost impossible to wean yourself off of that hook, or in this case, the government. And I think during COVID, they had an excellent opportunity, the progressives that have wanted to start killing off the workforce, figuratively, I'm not talking about actually shooting people, but killing off the workforce by having these stimulus payments and encouraging people and paying them more not to work. And I believe once you get into that habit, it's very difficult to say no to that government handout. And I think you take that and you take the fact that businesses have not had and did not have enough in the workforce that you started seeing businesses die on the vine. And I think that's why you've got a situation where you're paying people $17, $18 to come in and flip burgers for a few hours a day. I think that's exactly what has gone on in this country. It's been a long time coming, and the progressives continue to make more and more headway year by year.
Sad times we're in.
It is sad times we're in, and really the only way to get out of it is to roll up the sleeves and get back to work. And for those that get out and have that work ethic, thank you for doing that, because not only are you contributing to the economy, but you're setting an example for others. And I highly encourage all of our audience in the Todd Starnes Radio Land, whenever you go up to a drive-through window at the at a fast food place, or the next time you go in to eat, or you go into a shop, make sure if they're short-staffed or they look like they might be short-staffed, just to say thank you for being here. They get it. They know it. For a lot of folks, it would be easier to say no to that job, but they are there anyway. They're trying to make their dreams come true, keep that business alive. And for those, especially at the drive-thru, every time, even if I'm going through to get a half and half iced tea, I say thank you for being here. They look at me like I'm crazy, but then they smile, because I don't think people appreciate enough the fact that people who have the work ethic and get it done are becoming awfully close to becoming a slim minority in this country as the government continues to reach its tentacles into our lives and have more influence over it. I believe those who stand and show up for work, those are true patriots in our country. And it's hard to find good people these days. I mean, look anywhere on signs now. I mean, people are begging for laborers. Try getting a new home built in 4 months or less now, or 5 months or less for that matter. Some people now waiting 8, 9, 10 months because you can't find people to pour concrete because you don't have enough in the labor force to go even do get the slab going to build the rest of the dadgum house. I mean, thankfully, the lumber prices have come down some. You know, at least there's a little bit of relief in that, but there's problems in other places, and the labor force is part of it. And when you've got bills and prices going up, if you can get that sure check from the government, a lot of people will go for that temptation. Fortunately, a lot of people won't go for that temptation as well. But we appreciate that call from Bill in Oakland, 844-747-8868. Did you see the story about Miss Universe, Grace? Their Twitter account, they've been catching some grief, and rightfully so. Miss Universe, that's where you have essentially the hottest, excuse me, the smartest, most elegant women from each country competing in a beauty/talent/open-ended-answer-essay competition. And they have put this statement out. Quote, inclusive language is important, especially when speaking about periods. Thinking menstrual health is only a niche topic for women excludes transgender, non-binary, and gender non-conforming people who have periods from the conversation. Hashtag menstrual equity.
Give me a break.
Wait, what? How is 52%? Aren't women 52% of the world population? How is 52% a niche?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
That's a damn majority.
Yeah, or at least, I mean, just say half of the world's population. It just doesn't make... I don't understand why people are so obsessed with making periods about men and women. What's the obsession with that? It's kind of creepy.
Who is sitting in a room greenlighting these ideas?
I don't know. That sounds like a great idea. People are going to be real happy about that.
But wait a second. We got a beauty competition that's all women. Oh, no. People are really going to get this. They're going to get on board. We're going to have more viewers than ever.
Meanwhile, there's like a freaking tampon shortage in the United States, last time I checked. I don't know if you've seen those news reports, but in parts of the country, women can't find baby formula or tampons. But no, let's talk about men having periods. You know, they don't need tampons.
Let me tell you, that's not a period.
you got other issues. I'm not even going to get into that.
Yeah.
It's the lunch hour. Let's not gross people out.
Yeah.
Visit, if that's going on, you need to go see a doctor right away.
And maybe more than one doctor.
Yes. Get a second opinion.
One to bend over for an exam and another to lie down on a couch. Coming up, we got Mike Huckabee just around the corner. Bottom of the hour, 844-747-8868. Man ponds? What? Is that what they're calling them? Ew. We're going to get away from that. We're going to talk up to one of our favorite dads, Mike Huckabee. He's coming up next. Tim Van Horn in for Todd.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show. Tim Van Horn in for Todd. 844-747-8868 right here in the Liberty University studio. So glad to be with you on this Friday. It's sunny here in Memphis. It's hot and it is humid, but that's okay. We're in fine air conditioning. We got our utility bill paid and we are rocking and rolling here. And let's head straight to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're talking to our friend, former governor of Arkansas, and the host of the great show Huckabee, seen every weekend on TBN. Governor Mike Huckabee joins us now. Governor, thank you for joining me today. How are you, sir?
You know, I'm doing okay because I'm in air conditioning, but I'm like you. If the air conditioning quits, so do I. Because this time of year in Memphis, Little Rock, or Nashville, where I am today, it's just plain hot.
I agree. And if it gets hot, I'm just shutting it down because if I take my shirt off, there are indecency laws in Tennessee, and I do not want to break those. Hey, Governor, let's talk about the most toxic holiday of them all, and that is Father's Day. I'm going to wish you a Father's Day. I probably triggered some people out there, but let's talk about the role of men on Father's Day. They've been demonized on television and movies for so long, but we need dads more than ever.
We do, and one of the reasons is because in all the conversation people are having about mass shootings, we're not talking enough about the common denominator that is most often seen. These are young, angry men who, in 75% of the cases, 75% grew up without a father. They grew up in a broken home, did not have the benefit of having their father around. And there's no way you'll ever convince me that a lot of what we're seeing in terms of the violence and the outrage, the suicide rate, is because young men grow up and they don't have a positive male role model to help them understand what it means to be a man. And then we're living in a world where we're emasculating manhood and all the cultural things that we're attempting to do. And as a result, it shouldn't be a big shock to us that some of these young kids are just growing up filled with anger and rage and a definite desire for attention.
And of course that comes up Sunday, and I am very certain that you've got to be a proud dad. You are a wonderful family man, and hopefully as a governor, and hopefully the father of a future governor of the great state of Arkansas. You know, for Father's Day, what's your preference? Are you more of a laid back guy, or do you like to be taken out for dinner?
I'm pretty laid back. You know, Mother's Day is a little bit more to make sure we do something. But, you know, honestly, Father's Day, if I get a phone call from my kids, I'm just happy as I can be. It's all I need. If I get a card, that's really amazing. You know, but I basically am pretty close to my children and especially my grandchildren all year long. So creating a special day doesn't change a whole lot of what I'd be doing the rest of the year.
Governor Mike Huckabee joining us today on the Todd Starnes Show. And, Governor, we're watching very closely. Word is possibly next week more opinions dropping from the Supreme Court. It could be Roe versus Wade. And I'm watching this intimidation by on the Supreme Court justices, even an attempt on the life of Brett Kavanaugh. And when evil has nothing else left, I suppose they simply resort to violence.
It certainly has been the case, and this is tragic, not just because they're carrying out these very dangerous protests that are uncivil, but they're against the law. And we have a Justice Department that is not doing anything to stop them. They're not being arrested. Oh, they're going after Peter Navarro and Roger Stone, putting them in leg shackles, strip searching them and putting them in handcuffs, marching them across their lawns, at either 5 in the morning, or in the case of Peter Navarro, capturing him as he gets on an airplane to come to Nashville to do my television show. Yeah, let's make a big parade of that. But these people who are creating a very dangerous atmosphere that could lead to the death of a Supreme Court justice, it's illegal by federal and state law in Virginia to protest at a judge's home. Yet I want to know, where's Merrick Garland? Why isn't he doing something? He's more interested in a parent speaking out of the school board, labeling them a domestic terrorist, than he is the real terrorist. And frankly, these are the real insurrectionists. These are the people who are trying to keep government from functioning and, in essence, overthrow it.
Have you seen anyone with as big of a grudge held as Merrick Garland that he didn't make it to the Supreme Court?
But aren't we glad he didn't?
Amen.
Every day that he sits in the Attorney General's chair, I'm more grateful than ever for Mitch McConnell and for him sticking to his guns and not letting Merrick Garland get to the Supreme Court. We now realize what a total disaster that would have been.
We look at Mitch McConnell, and I'm curious to see which way he goes. Last weekend on Sunday, while we were all going to church, I was at the early service. I don't know which service you were at or playing in, Governor. But while we were at church, there was an Air Fingers quote bipartisan one sheet agreement regarding gun control. And there were a couple of things in there, particularly regarding red flags, that seemed like there was a door that could be cracked open where they could start taking some guns away pretty quickly.
It sounds good to say, let's get guns out of the hands of people who are mentally ill. But what doesn't sound good is that the process has to fit the Constitution. And you can't just have someone call up and say, you know, I think old Tim's pretty dangerous. I really think you ought to go over to his house and get his guns. And maybe I said that because, when you were mowing your lawn, your mower was too loud and it woke me up from my nap. So I just decided to do that to you. They come get your guns, and now you have to prove yourself innocent. That's problematic, not because of a gun law, but because of something that we have in the Constitution, and not even the Second Amendment. That's part of it. But the other part is everyone is entitled to a presumption of innocence, and also entitled to due process before adjudication can happen. So we've got to be very careful. The red flag laws could be used as a way that an ex-wife could go after her husband. You could have neighbors going after neighbors, kids going after their parents. And it was going to create an enormous challenge legally and administratively if that's not carefully designed.
I am prayerful that this never gets enacted as law, because I'm also afraid, Governor, that our military, the brave men and women that serve, typically they will own some sort of a weapon, and whether it be in a divorce, and you brought this up, the divorce proceeding or any other kind of proceeding, their military service used against them as somebody that has a weapon, so they must be aggressive, right?
100%. And I think that's the problem, is that we're seeing what happens when the Justice Department and the system of justice has been tilted toward one political party. And when that happens, now is it possible that somebody that doesn't even know me doesn't even know whether I have a gun? I think they probably figure I do, several. But suppose they just call up and say, that Mike Huckabee, I heard him saying some pretty violent things and he was waving a gun around. Now, that's an accusation, it's unfounded, and it's untrue. But based on that, can the cops come to my house, arrest me, put me in an institution until they've proven me sane, which may never happen? And can they come and confiscate all the firearms that I legally own and possess and take care of? That's what we have to guard against. Otherwise, we could really be facing something along the lines of a totalitarian government that's just based on a whisper campaign could trample all over people's constitutional rights.
Governor, I appreciate the way that you laid that out, because the protection of the Second Amendment can also protect us with our First Amendment rights, but also our Fourth Amendment rights, because this does set us up for a guilty until proven innocent scenario, and I appreciate how you laid that out. Tomorrow night, it's Huckabee on TBN. Who you got?
Well, Nikki Haley is going to be with us. We'll be talking foreign policy with her. Congressman Mike Waltz from Florida is also going to be on the show. Great guy. I really think the world of him. Tom Dreesen, one of the legendary comics of all time.
Yes.
And our full guest is really terrific for King and Country, one of my very favorite Christian bands. Such energy and just some of the greatest cutting-edge music. And they're also going to be on our show.
That's exciting. And I do know who Tom Dreesen is. He's an absolute legend. Looking forward to that tomorrow night. That is at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and again on Sunday, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, exclusively on TBN. Governor, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for being a repeat offender on the Todd Starnes Show. Want to wish you the best the rest of your day and a very happy Father's Day. God bless.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, there is Governor Mike Huckabee on the Todd Starnes Show. 844-747-8868. Father's Day, just 2 days away. Governor Mike Huckabee is a wonderful father. What would you love to give, or what would you love to get on Father's Day? Father's Day gift ideas, 844-747-8868. And don't forget, 20 minutes away, it's President Donald J. Trump. Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome back. The Todd Starnes Show. Tim Van Horn in for Todd. 844-747-8868. Don't forget, you can go to toddstarnes.com, toddstarnes.com. Streaming live there. And, of course, the unique commentary that is Todd Starnes. He's got all that for you at toddstarnes.com. And just bookmark that, and it will make life so much simpler. Hey, Grace, did you see?
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Grace, did you see? I'll try this better. Hey, Grace. Is that better?
Hey, Tim.
Hey, did you see that gun owners have a very odd ally now in their fight to just live like everybody else?
Yeah, I did see this. I never thought I'd see these two groups in the same sentence, but continue. I'll let you spoil it.
It's so interesting to me that PETA is now
people eating tasty animals. Oh, as Todd
Grace,
calls
come
it.
On, Grace!
I didn't come up with it. Todd did.
Grace,
don't blame me.
I would never say that, but I can't stop you from saying
That's
true. But yes, PETA has now begun to push back against a California animal shelter's decision to discriminate on who they allow to adopt their pets based on their opinions about gun control. Now, where does this even come into the discussion anyway?
Exactly.
I've never been asked about my opinion on gun control. My opinion has been, or the vetting has been, do you have a safe, secure, clean spot for a pet?
Yes.
Yes or no. Can you afford to keep this pet? Yes or no. Do you have a record, a history of abusing animals? Yes or no.
Do you support the NRA? Yes or no. That's the new question.
I don't know how they slipped that fourth question onto the form before, you know, the adoption fee place on the application.
Yeah.
But they sure did that. The Shelter Hope Pet Shop in Thousand Oaks, California, according to their website, says, quote, "We do not support those who believe the Second Amendment gives them the right to buy assault weapons. If your beliefs are not in line with ours, we will not adopt a pet to you."
Okay, we'll go somewhere else, because guess what? We have an overwhelming amount of animals in shelters following the pandemic anyway. So it's just hurting the animals. that they're not able to go to a new home. So continue.
There's even more. It's like a great TV offer. There's more. If you hesitate because your core belief is that you believe teachers need to carry firearms, now they're just getting off on some rant about teachers carrying firearms.
It has nothing to do with adopting an animal, but continue.
But if you believe that teachers need to carry firearms, then you will not get approved to adopt from us. If you foster for us and believe in guns, please bring our dogs and or cats back, or we will arrange to have them picked up.
But our good old friends at PETA pushed back on this.
They did. They said enough is enough. They had told Fox News that they have known the shelter to do good, quote, do good work, and sure, they have the best intentions. But from PETA's perspective, because there is a homeless animal crisis, what counts is that adopted animals are treated well and cared for, and that is the criteria we feel is important. Wait a second. Wait. You have PETA, of all of the leftist groups, actually saying don't judge somebody by their specific political belief, but the content of their character?
Say it ain't
so. Wait a second. What is going on? Because I know that recently CNN is pledging to be a little less biased, and now PETA?
Yep.
Is preaching some common sense on this?
I know. It feels like it's opposite A, or this is from the Babylon Bee or something, but this is not a satirical headline. I checked.
This is pretty wild. Now, whether or not the animal shelter will relent on this and continue to relent remains to be seen. But this is a huge story in and of itself. Even PETA has a line which they say is enough. And they're 100% right.
I mean, you know, you're like off the crazy train into the weeds when PETA is saying that this is too much, because they're already crazy.
Now, you know, I think if you wanted to go in and give them a hard time, if they ask you, well, do you believe teachers should carry guns? What do you think about assistant principals carrying guns and just quiz them back?
True.
What about the PE teacher?
Yeah.
In the gym shorts and the high socks. What about that? What about the old gym teacher?
That's what dodgeball's for.
The shop teacher. What about shop? Can the shop teacher carry a gun? I mean, who can and can't? It's good to see that this animal shelter is very worried about who can and can't carry guns. Yeah. But thank you, PETA. That gives me a glimmer of hope for just a minute.
Speaking a little bit of sense today.
Just a little bit of sense. But I found that to just be such a strange... Those are strange bedfellows there. The gun owners and PETA getting together and pushing back against, and if there's one animal shelter, you know there's got to be others out there.
Oh,
this
yeah,
is just
I'm
the
sure
first one
not,
they found.
Of course, it's in California too. That's not a big surprise.
Goodness gracious, this is happening in California. No surprise there. But thank you, PETA. I have to give credit where credit is due. Grace, I think that's only fair.
Oh yeah, we'll lay off of them for the day.
Yeah, it's only fair and balanced. Now I'm going to immediately go after the show and have a steak. So maybe it's not all, you know, it's not all, you know, something that PETA is going to approve of, but I appreciate them for giving us just that particular moment of some sanity. Rainn Wilson has been made to apologize. We've got this news note as well. You may remember that he had made a crack. And of course, he's Dwight Schrute from The Office. He had made a crack about breastfeeding versus chest feeding previously, and he got so much heat from the left because, you know, apparently since men can have periods, I guess men can also chest feed their babies as well, and he was mocking this, and the left called him out, and then, of course, he caved to the woke leftist mob, and he has now apologized. He says, yesterday, I tweeted a mean crack about breastfeeding versus chest feeding. After speaking with some trans friends and educating myself a bit more, thank you for educating yourself. You always need to educate yourself, right? You're never smart enough in the eyes of the woke left. I want to apologize for the tweet. It was adding to misinformation and meanness. I'm sorry. Rainn, we love you as Dwight Schrute. It sounds like a hostage / apology tweet. Blink twice if you're in danger. We'll send for help. That tweet again. I want to apologize for this tweet. It was adding to misinformation and meanness. False. It was not adding to misinformation. It was just furthering the truth. Oh, don't cave to the left. Come on, Dwight Schrute. We'll be back. That's what she said. Tim in for Todd.
Progressive presents, don't do it yourself.
Okay, fixing a water heater. Easy peasy.
Oh yeah? So you know how to secure the skiff joint?
Yeah.
Detach the steam pump?
Takes 2 seconds.
And fasten the dual to the pressure tube?
Yeah, my dad taught me how to do that.
Oh, that's interesting, because I made all those things up. Look, we should just bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
That's cool. This dual's the wrong size anyway.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's working for the weekend. I'm working for you, Tim Van Horn, in for Todd Starnes, 844-747-8868. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy early Father's Day to you. Earlier in the broadcast, we had Donald Trump Jr., and it's Father's Day, so we should absolutely have Dad on as well. So without any delay, I'm very proud for you to listen into this great discussion with our own Todd Starnes and the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Well, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, it's always a fun day when President Trump pays us a visit. And, Mr. President, I'm really excited to welcome you to my hometown, Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, thank you very much, Todd. We look forward to being there, getting ready to leave practically. And I'll tell you, we love the people of Tennessee. And Memphis has been very special to us. They've been tremendous. We won it twice, as you know, Tennessee. And the numbers are higher than ever before. So I look forward to it very much.
You know, I don't think anyone's ever asked you the question I'm about to ask you, Mr. President. You know, here in Memphis, it's all about the barbecue. It's really not so much about politics. It's about barbecue. And are you a fan of the Memphis dry rub barbecue?
Well, from what I hear, the answer is yes,
yeah.
Because it sounds like it's right up my line. But we look forward to it. We're going to do a lot of good things, actually, while we're there. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's actually a pretty tight schedule. And it's going to be, I think, very special people.
You know, they're good people. I know the Trump family has been so good to places like St. Jude Children's Hospital, the great right. charity work you guys have done. And, of course, we have great golf courses out here, too, Mr. President. I know you're on a tight schedule, but maybe at least fly over them on the way into to Memphis.
Well, you're right. And maybe I'd even try and play if I could, but we'll see what happens. But you're right. We've been involved with charities there very much so. My son, especially Eric Trump, as you know, he's been there a lot, working with different groups. It's been great.
You know, Mr. President, there are a lot of ultra MAGA people here in the Mid-South, and I know it's going to be a packed house Saturday and right across the state line in Mississippi. What can people expect out of this big event that you guys are a part of?
Well, we are going to have a tremendous group of people, and we're going to be talking about our country. And unfortunately, it's hard to say anything too good right now, because I don't think we've ever been in a position like this. And on top of it, the markets are crashing. You know, markets are going bad. You know, he had the Trump bounce. He was able to take advantage of that for a little bit more than a year, and now he's on his own. And you see what's going on today. I guess we had another record cut. And we just broke on the downside. We just broke 30,000 on the Dow, and that's something that would be hard to imagine could have happened. So, you know, we're looking at a lot of problems. And when you see the way we withdrew from Afghanistan, I had us so we were going to get out with dignity and strength after so many years. I mean, we were there so long, and so, you know, I call them the endless wars. But he ends up with dying soldiers, dead soldiers, $85 billion worth of equipment. We left a lot of Americans behind, as you know. They're still behind. Who knows what happened to them. But you keep the military and you don't bring the military out first, Todd. You bring the military out last. We didn't lose one soldier, think of it, in 18 months, not one soldier.
You're right.
And here we had many soldiers killed, and I can't even tell you about how many so badly wounded, so horrifically wounded that nobody ever mentions, nobody ever talks about. But giving 85 billion dollars, with a B, billion dollars, to the Taliban, the best equipment in the world, and they're one of the largest arms merchants right now in the world. They're selling a lot of it because they don't need 700,000 rifles and guns. They don't need 70,000 vehicles. You know, they had 70,000 trucks and vehicles, 70,000. There's no used car lot in the world that has anything close to that.
And Mr. President,
many of these were armor plated, very expensive to build. And we just left. It's just crazy.
Every single thing. It's mind-boggling because you would think, well, maybe he wouldn't get this right. But every single thing you predicted about Joe Biden has come true. And, I mean, you look right now just with the economy. People can't afford to buy gas. They can't afford to buy groceries. Mr. President, you warned people this was going to happen.
Well, they said Trump was right about everything. I don't want to brag, but that's now one of the number one selling items out there, hats, where they say Trump was right about everything. And, you know, I debated him, and I said, this man is, I mean, I said a lot of things, to be honest, but I said, this man is doing a lot of bad things. And we talked about energy. Remember at the end, he admitted that the energy, that he was not going to be into fossil fuels at all. I said, you're going to destroy the world if you do that. You're going to destroy our economy. And we were energy independent. We were on our way to energy dominance. We were going to be bigger than Saudi Arabia and Russia combined and substantially bigger. We were going to be the dominant force in the world, and he killed that. Now he's going to Venezuela for oil, if you think of it. He's going to be getting oil from Iran. He's going to be indirectly getting it from Russia, even though he doesn't know that. But and we have liquid gold under our feet. We have more than anybody else. It's really sad what's happening. And the inflation is rampant. What he's done to our military is a disaster. And, you know, giving $40 billion, so they gave $40 billion to Ukraine, something that never would have happened if we were in. We had a horrible, horrible, we did much better in the election than we did the first time. We had a horrible, horrible election, just a horrible situation, the way that went down. You understand it. Most people understand it, according to the polls. And because of that, you have Ukraine and you have Russia fighting. That would have never happened. They're fighting, and it's disgusting and disgraceful what's happened. But that would have never happened. Putin never, ever would have gone in. And the fact is, for 4 years, he didn't go in, and he never even attempted to go in or thought about it, as far as I'm concerned, because he knew he couldn't do it.
You know, another story that didn't really get covered, and no surprise here, but you had historic increases, gains in the numbers of Hispanics and African Americans who voted Republican, voted for you, supported your policies. And of course, the huge news coming out of Texas, Myra Flores, first Republican elected from that part of Texas in over 150 years. What does that say about the Trump influence on the Republican Party?
And Myra gave us a lot of credit for that. And a poll just came out where I'm the most popular person in the United States with the Hispanic population. Now, that's a Republican. That never happened before. And if you look at Texas along the border, I won almost every one of those areas along the border of Texas and Mexico. And that never happened before, not since they call it Reconstruction, which means Civil War time. And, you know, we've done fantastically well with Hispanics. If you look at Miami, look at Cuba, look at Venezuelan, it's been incredible, actually. And it's been a game changer for the Republican Party. But that was a great win with Myra last night. But I've been doing that along the entire border. And she was very generous, and she gave us a lot of thanks. And that was really a very big election yesterday, absolutely.
And, of course, Memphis is a majority-minority city, Mr. President. I can't tell you how many times we've had African-Americans calling in, conservatives, saying that for the first time in their lives, they voted for you for president of the United States, and right, they voted again because you delivered on the promises. And I think that's what really made all the difference, Mr. President.
Well, criminal justice reform, and, you know, I took care of the, you have colleges, black colleges and universities that were in serious trouble. I took care of them. I got them the money so they could live. Every year they'd come to the, they come to Washington looking for money. And I said, you've got to work out a long time system because, you know, if I'm not here, maybe they won't get it and they'll all end up closing. And I got it for them. I took care of it. And so many other things. I mean, we've done a great job for the African-American population, for the Hispanic population. We've done a great job for everybody. We had an economy the likes of which nobody's ever seen before. Then we got hit with the COVID coming in from China, the gift from China, and we got hit hard. And we did an incredible job. Got very little recognition for the job we did with the ventilators and all of the other things. And by the way, came up with the vaccine and instead of 5 years or 12 years that nobody knew probably wouldn't have come up, did it in 9 months. And also, very important, Regeneron and all of the different therapeutics, which really saved a lot of lives. We saved millions and millions of lives. And we then rebuilt the economy and we handed them over a great economy. And, you know, you had about a year bounce, more than a year bounce, a year, year and a half, and then now you see it's all starting to fall apart. And to think that now 30,000 on the Dow, we just broke it today for the first time. Just hard to believe that could have
it's
happened.
Appalling. It's appalling.
Hard to believe.
One final question, Mr. President. I know that a lot of people have been following the developments out of these ridiculous hearings. Quite frankly, their ratings are lower than CNN, so I don't think anybody's really watching. But at the same time, they're just flat out lying about you, sir, lying about you on national television, and that's not right. And I know you've responded on Truth Social. What would you like to see happen here, sir?
Well, Truth Social has been great because it gets the word out, and we're able to get the right word out, and it's very unfair. And, you know, I've said a certain number of things. I said, give us equal time because they're only putting on a bunch of losers that frankly didn't do well. And we have so many people that will tell you about the rigged and stolen election. And they have them too. But, you know, they'd interview people. And if the people didn't say everything they wanted them to say, they don't put them on. They just put on guys like Barr that was so afraid to be impeached. Bill Barr was so afraid to be impeached, Todd, that he would have done anything. And he did do. Because he refused to look at the election, refused to go after it. What he did, if you look at Pennsylvania, the U.S. attorney in Philadelphia, he wrote a letter saying that Barr wouldn't let him go to look. And that was one of the most corrupt elections, Detroit, Philadelphia. So, you know, it's just one of those things. We'd like to have our voice heard. We have a totally partisan commission. I call them unselects because they are unselect. Cheney is down 30, 35 points now in Wyoming, and she's going to lose, and, you know, some of the others. But we don't have any Republican recognition. We don't have anybody speaking for us. And it's nothing like this has ever happened in this country. It's a Russia, Russia, Russia all over again, the same kind of a thing. The impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two. It's just a catastrophe for our country. But fortunately, very few people are watching.
True. It's true. And then CNN's about to completely implode. Goodbye, little Jimmy Acosta.
Yeah, they're going to implode. And, you know, it's interesting what's happening with the big lie. They just announced yesterday, you probably saw, where CNN is not allowed to use the term the big lie anymore. And the reason is because they know they're in for major litigation. Because the big lie is the big lie in reverse. They're the ones that told the big lie about the election. And so they feel probably, I would assume this is it, that they're in for a lot of litigation on the term big lie because we have all the proof. We have the proof. We have the energy. We have what you have to have. And the big lie was the big lie in reverse. So CNN, I don't know if you noticed it yesterday, they announced we're not going to, nobody's allowed to use that term anymore, the big lie.
That was great news. Well, Mr. President, I just want to thank you. And, you know, after I left Fox, read your great book, Art of the Deal, bought the News Talk radio station here in Memphis, Tennessee. And wow. We're proud supporters and we're the conservative blowtorch in this part of the Mid-South. And we're just honored to have you on the station today.
Well, you have done great and you have a great show and great people listening to your show, most importantly. It's an honor, and I hope you can be around on Saturday. I'd love to Say hello to you if you are.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Mr. President, safe travels and welcome to the Mid-South.
Thank you, Todd. I'll see you soon. Take care of yourself.
Oh, wow. He's got the energy, doesn't he? And he loves his barbecue. Yeah, President Trump coming to the Memphis area tomorrow as part of the American Freedom Tour, AmericanFreedomTour.com. He is one of the great guests there, Donald Trump Jr., who we spoke with earlier, Mike Pompeo, and so many others are going to be in town. After hearing that, I want to hear from the Todd Starnes radio audience, hearing all that energy from President Trump, is he your guy in 2024? Give us a call, 844-747-8868. Is Donald J. Trump your presidential nominee for 2024? Give us a call. Coming up, we got lots more. It's Tim and Grayson. Look, there's Kyle, too. It's a fantastic Friday on the Todd Starnes Show. Tim in for Todd.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome back. Tim Van Orden for Todd Starnes, 844-747-8868. For all the dads out there looking for a dope groove to get down, there you go. Happy Friday, everyone. It's going to be a weekend, I think, of mowing the yard, too. I got to get out and mow the yard, even on Father's Day. That, you know, my kid is not big enough to mow the yard where I trust her to do that yet, so I'm still a DIY guy. But then after that, get cleaned up and use one of those great new towels from MyPillow. And I got to tell you, it is tough when you buy a towel. It's disappointing oftentimes when you get a towel and it's like, okay, this is cushy. This is wonderful. It's so soft. You get it home, you wash it a couple of times, and then it's done with. I mean, it's not the same. It's like, well, been suckered again. Well, be suckered no more, because Mike Lindell has done it again, and this time he has some wonderful towels from My Pillow. And yes, they're made with USA cotton, and they come with the 60-day money-back guarantee. Listen to what you can get from Mike Lindell's My Pillow. You get a 6-piece set, 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths, made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Regularly $109.99, now just $39.99. How do you do it, Tim? Well, I'll tell you. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, including these wonderful towels. Enter promo code STARNES or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Or go online to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STARNES. Don't get fleeced. Get it? With the MyPillow towels. They are awesome. You'll be glad that you did. So for Father's Day, mowing the yard, I know that's a reality. Other than that, I think, Grace, I think I'm just good to go with just chilling out. I don't even care if there's a baseball game or any sporting event. I just want to chill out and not do much on a Sunday.
That's a fair request, just like a lazy Sunday.
Yes, all my wife asks is don't take a nap in the same room as me and lie on your back, because I snore just a little bit. So if we can find that common ground where I can take a little bit of a nap middle of the day, go out and mow the yard, come back in, have something cold to drink, my day is full because I got my family with me.
That sounds like a very chill, relaxing kind of a day.
That's not too much to ask, is it?
No, not at all.
I don't even care about the cards. I just want hugs from the family, and I am good to go. 844-747-8868. What's the best Father's Day gifts to get, and what's the best Father's Day gifts to give? And what about Nancy Pelosi? How is she still Catholic? We got to talk about that. That conversation coming up next. 844-747-8868. It's Tim in for Todd.
So
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average garage door is made up of 1.3 millimeter aluminum panels. Something you probably do know, your neighbor likes to tinker with his dirt bike. Something you probably don't know, a runaway dirt bike can take out your garage door and a good portion of your car bumper. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Welcome back. Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes. 844-747-8868. So glad you could join us. Don't forget, you can always go to toddstarnes.com. You can listen to all the latest and greatest interviews with the Toddcast podcast and all of his great stories there at toddstarnes.com. Bookmark that, and you'll be glad that you did. On our live chat on Facebook, Sherry is listening in from Grove, Oklahoma on the live stream, and we say thank you so much, Sherry, for doing that. We appreciate you so much. Jory says the only reason, and we were talking about transgenderism and talking about Miss Universe contest, acknowledging in their minds that not only do the women have menstrual cycles, but men have periods too. Well, Jory says the only reason transgender men want to get in on periods and women's sports is to take over. It's all about political power play, and it always has been. Jory, thank you for jumping in on our live chat on Facebook. We appreciate you more than you know. Folks, we need to have a conversation about Nancy Pelosi. And she does and says some wild and crazy things, and she has her own little battle with the Catholic Church, and many of her actions, but also many of her words, conflict with the Catholic doctrine. And the most recent example has been her take on abortion. Listen to what she's had to say recently. These are the most recent utterings from our Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Well, let me just say this. A woman has a right to choose. To live up to her responsibility, it's up to her, her doctor, her family, her husband, her significant other, and her God. This talk of politicizing all of this, I think, is something uniquely American and not right. Other countries, Ireland, Italy, Mexico, have had initiatives to expand a woman's right to choose. Very Catholic countries. I'm a very Catholic person, and I believe in every woman's right to make her own decisions.
Oh, don't you just love the old argument, because everybody else is doing it, then it must be okay. So these other, well, there you go, Democrats leading from behind. Well, these other countries are very much pro-abortion, so we should be too, and I'm a very Catholic person, so it is just fine by me. And what do you do with it? What do you do if you're the Catholic Church with Nancy Pelosi? I know she's wealthy beyond most people's imagination, as is her husband, as he's gotten some sweetheart deals out of her being a politician. But what do you do if you're the Catholic Church with Nancy Pelosi? I mean, do you give her communion for her stance on abortion? I mean, if you're Catholic, typically, and 844-747-8868, maybe you can, if you're Catholic, you can confirm this, or you can straighten me out on this. But if you're Catholic, typically, aren't you pro-life all the way? I mean, that's I'm not Catholic, but my Catholic friends really shudder when they see her speak on this. How do you have the idea of being Catholic and being for abortions? How do you have those coexist in the American environment, or in the Catholic or Christian environment in the first place? How can you do that? I don't know how you reconcile that. It really has to be in a world full of gray. It has to be one way or another, doesn't it? And it's pretty sickening to hear her talk about it so cavalier when we've had tens of millions of babies aborted just here in the United States, let alone what has happened worldwide. It's awful to hear, but I've got a little bit of breaking news for you on that front, and it's actually some good news for our Todd Starnes Show audience. The Iowa Supreme Court has given advocates of the pro-life movement a big victory today. They reversed a previous ruling from back in 2018 that had claimed that abortion was a protected right in the Iowa state constitution. So for those of you at KXEL, you know Jeff Stein territory, you know exactly what I'm talking about, and this has been a discussion for you, but it's always great to look in on states, because if we look at this current Roe versus Wade decision, all of this stems from a lawsuit that came down from right here in the Mid-South in little old Mississippi. So it's always great to watch and see what the states are doing. The Iowa Supreme Court has now cleared the way for lawmakers to limit or even ban abortion in the state by reversing this decision. The court concluded that a less conservative court previously had wrongly decided that abortion is among the fundamental privacy rights guaranteed by the Iowa Constitution and federal law. And of course, this comes on the heels where people are now beginning to think, okay, next week may very well be the week when they drop the ruling on the Dobbs case, which could pick apart or even overturn Roe versus Wade and send abortion back to the states. Imagine if in Iowa, if that's the case, you have this in place and then you get Roe versus Wade overturned enough or completely where it sends it back to the states. And Iowa can eventually or essentially be already prepared to ban abortions from day one. This is a huge ruling in the state of Iowa. And if you're pro-life, you got to look at that and wonder, okay, where does my state stand on these things? Because if there is an overturning of Roe versus Wade, this doesn't ban abortions across the country. It just simply sends it back to the states. And 50 states means 50 different laws on this. Now, some of them may mirror other states, but every state can do as they please on this. Where does your state stand on this? So I hope that you're absolutely plugged in on this. The Iowa decision, it goes back to a lawsuit filed by abortion providers who challenged a 2020 law that required a 24-hour waiting period before a woman can get an abortion. A judge had struck down the law that cited the state high court's 2018 ruling, and the judge had also concluded that the law violated rules prohibiting passages of bills with more than one subject. So the state Supreme Court returned the waiting period case to the district court. The reversal of the decision after 4 years of change in the court's makeup means a really quick turnaround in the state. This is a quick change in that law, the 2018 law, not lasting but barely 4 years. And good on Governor Kim Reynolds there. She has named four justices since 2017, and six of the seven people on that court have been appointed by Republican governors. So Republicans control both houses in Iowa with strong majorities. I don't think they quite have a supermajority, but they have a good majority. And they have a chance here. For those of you that appreciate the pro-life movement, hand is raised here, count me amongst those, to really be in a great spot to advance the pro-life agenda. And you know what the pro-life agenda is? It's let people live. It's really just that simple. There's really not, it's three words, let people live. That's all there is to it. So now we need to be prayerful, and we need to hope that the U.S. Supreme Court won't let us down when the decision comes down the pike. And we can only pray that that will be the case. 844-747-8868. It's great to have you along for the ride on this Friday before Father's Day. You heard from President Donald Trump earlier in the hour with Todd Starnes. He is all fired up. He's speaking in Nashville now. He'll be in the Memphis area tomorrow. Is he your guy in 2024? Does he have the energy? Does he have what it takes? I'll tell you, he was fired up in talking to Todd. So make sure you go to toddstarnes.com and listen to that full interview. And he is just raring to go, I think. Is he your guy? I know how I feel about it, but I want to hear from the smartest audience in radio, 844-747-8868. We've got Jim in North Carolina on WSIC. Jim, thanks for joining us on the Todd Starnes Show. Happy Friday. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I hope you are.
I'm fantastic, and this Iowa ruling gives me hope that perhaps the pendulum is swinging back the other way.
Well, I hope so, too. The United States is going crazy. They really have. The left is going crazy. Not the United States, but the left is going crazy. And you can't wrap your head around it, what they're doing. It's just like today I heard on listening to Glenn Beck that George Soros is buying up the Spanish-speaking stations in the United States. And what he's going to do is he's going to give it a little bit at a time. He's going to just give them a little bit of propaganda at a time. And he's going to try and win back the Hispanic vote.
What does that tell you, Jim? Does that tell you that the message of freedom and conservatism is beginning to take a foothold all across the fruited plain when George Soros is having to splash cash out?
Well, he just spent $64 million.
Yeah.
I mean, that's to me, that's just incredible. It's just, like I say, the left is going nuts, and I wanted to say one more thing.
Sure.
And that is, with this being Pride Month and all that sort of stuff, I wasn't aware of it, but my buddy told me the other day that I was a lesbian in a man's body.
I don't think I've ever heard that one before, and I think I'm going to have to take a break and untangle my mind and try to figure that one out, Jim, on WSIC in North Carolina. Okay, we may even need to draw, we may even need a Venn diagram to figure that one out, Grace. I don't know. But coming up, we got plenty more here. 844-747-8868. It's Tim in for Todd.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Welcome back. Tim Van Horn in for Todd Starnes, 844-747-8868. Oh, goodness gracious. I am so looking forward to Father's Day. Do I want steak or pizza on Sunday? I think I want a steak. I think I want to do that. I also think I want to go to the...
What about steak on a pizza?
Oh, wow.
You know, actually... Win-win. Yeah. Well, what... Okay, first of all, I got to ask you this because this is going to determine our friendship. Do you like pineapple on pizza?
If it's on a Hawaiian pizza, I'll accept that.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'll accept that.
Fair enough. You get a pass, I guess.
Okay. But otherwise, no.
Okay. Good. We're good then.
Because in my mind, in Hawaii, where, I don't know, it seems like that's cultural appropriation. So, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Might as well.
It's okay.
You know what I'd also like to do? I'd like to go to the phone lines here in the Liberty University studios, and we go to RJ, who's listening in Georgia on WDUN. Hey, RJ.
Hey, how you doing?
Man, I am so excited for Father's Day. I am ready to go be honored or take a nap. Either one's fine.
Yeah, you can do both.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You want to talk about Nancy Pelosi?
Well, I just have to say that first and foremost, she's an idiot. She's with Biden on a picnic with no sandwiches.
Just ice cream.
I'm sorry. Well, yeah, just ice cream. I mean, whatever happens to people just treating people decently? It doesn't matter what religion you are. It doesn't matter what color you are, what country you're from. You know what? Treat people as humans. How would you want to be treated? That's it. That's the whole thing in a nutshell.
That is it, because there are three critical words in our nation's history that mean so much. United we stand. And when we are divided, and they that's all they do all day long is try to divide. Once we're divided, that's when the problems begin. I cannot agree with you more. RJ, do you have big weekend plans?
Nope. I'm just going to see my daughters to help them out with AC, because the temperature here in Georgia is hitting 110 with the heat index.
You know, I'm not saying that ice cream is transgender, but they are changing their name to milkshake. It's so hot here in Memphis.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. You know, you forgot the one biggest thing and the biggest three keywords of anything.
What's that?
We the people.
Yes.
We the people.
That's right. That's right. You got that right, RJ. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Make sure you take frequent breaks, and thanks for being a great dad, working on that AC for your kid, listening in Georgia on WDUN. Let's go to the other side of the country. Tom is in Oregon on KYKN. Good afternoon, Tom.
Hi there. Thank you. Actually, we're almost turning noon here, but... Yeah, I think we've been too nice on this radical group trying to shoehorn us into electric cars and everything electric. And I think it'd be more like a nice, just call it climate change commies or climate change communists.
The CCC? You think the CCC?
Kinda, yeah, very much related to the CCP.
So instead of the hammer, hey, I got an idea, Tom. Instead of the hammer and the sickle, how about the solar panel and the electric plug-in?
Solar panel and, I don't know, electric chair or something they're trying to give us, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, and the other thing on the petroleum, man, they haven't, with all their regulations, they haven't built a refinery since, like, 1978, and they've been shut down a bunch.
Which is killing us, because if they would just let us finish the Keystone XL pipeline and also allow those permits to be fulfilled, the answer is right under our feet, yeah. Tom. It's incredible that we are this close to being able to have such prosperity on our own soil. We have been granted a gift by God, and we're shunning it to go and take a knee to other countries and to this leftist ideology. Tom, I know Father's Day weekend is coming up. You know, I don't know if you're going to be celebrating that, but what will you be doing this weekend?
Taking it easy, hopefully. But I think they've got some kind of a breakfast thing that I don't have to cook, and I don't normally cook anyway.
So maybe some extra pancakes. Hey, you're living your best life. I could go for some. You know, there's never a bad time for pancakes. And I want to say good morning to all the people in Oregon. That's right. You are coming up on the lunch hour. And regardless of what time it is, I want to thank you for joining. And I hope you have a fantastic weekend, Tom. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. You too.
All right. There's Tom in Oregon on KYKN, one of our many great affiliates, growing by the month, the Todd Starnes radio program, and it has been an absolute hoot. Grace, you got Father's Day gift picked out for Papa?
Yes, but I cannot reveal it here
I would never ask.
I'll tell you after the show, though. But okay. Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
Is he easy to shop for or difficult? My wife says I'm very difficult because I'm just like, meh.
I do find it easier to shop for my mom than my dad, but maybe it's because I'm a girl, so I just know what she likes. But for my dad, he's not difficult, but he's not easy. Does that make sense? Like, I can think of a few things, but thinking outside of the box for him is difficult. Like, I want to think of something unique, but it's really hard to.
Is he a content man? Because yes. Oftentimes a content man is hard to buy for because they're already happy.
Exactly. Exactly.
See, honey, I am not a difficult husband.
I am just content.
You are so lucky to have me. And I am so lucky to have Grace and Kyle and this wonderful audience. Big thanks to Todd Starnes for letting me fill in today. Big thank you to President Donald J. Trump for joining us today. Donald Trump Jr., Mike Huckabee, also Hogan Gidley for being on the program. If you missed any of it, always go back to ToddStarnes.com. You can listen to all of this on the ToddCast podcast. And Todd will be back bright and early on Monday. And happy Father's Day. And may toxic masculinity reign all across the country this Sunday. Dads, thanks for all that you do. God bless. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park,
I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.